This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York at beautiful Hamlin College. And I know this because somebody has cleverly put a card here right on the console. So those who are coming a little worse for the wear know what station it is. But I know what station it is, and so do you. If you're listening, you know what you're in for. This is Radiola. Here you go.
Thank you.
Radiola here. This is Andy Sr. with a non-gimmicky radiola, indeed. No strange themes, nothing juxtaposed weirdly tonight. It is entirely and completely serious. Except we're going to have fun. These are all gems, which I have skimmed from about 25 or 26 albums put out by Time Life back in the early 80s. Giants of Jazz. There were giants in those days, indeed. And we're going to hear a nice, nice group of recordings. These are really... Any jazz snobs out there needn't tune out. This is good stuff. I'm not going to... Moldy figs abound here. This is chicken soup for your groove bone. And we're going to keep on spinning them. We started with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra from the Jack Teagarden set, or Jack Furgarden, as originally somebody put one up on eBay because they couldn't read the script. Jack Furgarden, I remember him. Jack Teagarden, She's a Great, Great Girl from 1928. Playing the trombone in there. Another trombonist running this particular group, Myth Mole and his Little Molars, Shimmy Schwabble, also from 1928. Shimmy Schwabble being the sound that you make falling out of the dental chair while he mixes the amalgam. And that was from the Frank Feschemacher, or Feschemacher, as that same eBay poster had it. People have got to learn how to read these days, I'll tell you. And then our Mose Tapiero tribute, no giant of jazz, but a giant of the ocarina, which in my mind is about equivalent. Yeah, yes. That reminds me, when my wife's son came over once, and he was looking at a glass that had some old English writing on it, and he said, "What language is this?" Oh, well. What language indeed? What language am I speaking? This is Lonnie Johnson coming up from the guitarist's Giants of Jazz set. Of course, I told you we just heard Frank Feschemacher. We're going to hear the guitarist, and this is Lonnie Johnson, 688 Glide from 1927. Thank you.
sing that song.
Yes, Radiola on a day trip to Jazz Valhalla, the Giants of Jazz, undisputed Giants. Time Life said they were, and I agree with Time Life. These guys are real Giants. Fats was a Giant in a couple of different ways, girth-wise and talent-wise. Talent-wise, more impressively, and that was from his set. That was Ted Lewis and his orchestra, Dallas Blues, 31. Before that, Freddie Keppard's Jazz Cardinals. Papa Charlie Jackson done sung that song, A Salty Dog. 1926, that was from the Johnny Dodd set, another resident of the Pantheon. Starting with Lonnie Johnson, 688 Glide, referring to the guitar and the piano. 1927, the guitarist set. I mean, the guitarists don't have, like, individual sets. I mean, they should. I mean, they give all these pianists individual sets, and it's sort of in the favor of a guitar is just as important an instrument in jazz and everything else. I'm Andy Senior, continuing on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, as the card so helpfully tells me. Smith Jones Incorporated, Evening, from the Count Basie set, 1936. Thank you.
when you find me, must you always remind me that my gal is gone for a evening? Can't you see I'm deep in your power? Every minute seems like an hour since my gal is gone. Shadows fall on the wall. That's the time I miss your kisses most of all. Even though I sigh, how can I go on? Take me evening. Let me sleep, the great dawn is breaking. I don't care if I don't awaken since my gal is gone. Even though I sing, how can I go on? Take me evening. Let me sleep, the great dawn is breaking. I don't care if I don't awaken since my gal is gone.
Yes. That's a Giant of Jazz, and that's probably the last of the bunch represented in the Giants of Jazz set to leave us. He left us a couple of years ago. Benny Carter was nearly 100 years old, died, I think in 04. And he was amazing musician. That was Crazy Capers with two Ks, of course. And that was from his, like, a 1933 session with Teddy Wilson and his sinuous alto sax. But mainly he was a giant as an arranger. And that qualifies in Valhalla. As a matter of fact, I think they got a special seat at the table. And before that, we had, and this is dedicated to the Bush voters, Why Do I Lie to Myself About You from 1936, Teddy Wilson and his orchestra. Johnny Hodges there on the alto. Amazing Johnny Hodges set. And I didn't have that one. That's one, some of these I had, and some of them I picked up on eBay. Some of them I had in the 80s. And they kept kind of, on my website I said they kept me from spelunking the Kenmore Cave of Forever during my depressive 20s, which is very true. Jazz was just basically the paper-thin membrane between me and jumping off the balcony. But it kept me pretty much intact for this endeavor. Before that, Count Basie with Smith Jones Incorporated. Evening, Jimmy Rushing there on the vocal, 1936. Now, an anomaly from the Frank Teschenmacher, or Feschenmacher for those of you on eBay, from that set. They didn't have enough recordings by Frank Teschenmacher, because he died so young and recorded so little. So they found six recordings that they speculated might be by Frank Teschenmacher. And this was one of them. They used the forensic technology available at the time, which were voice prints. They judged that based on oral evidence, listening, and also using these voice prints to determine his tone. And using those records, they called in a guy and basically narrowed it down, and then they narrowed it down further. And we came up with this one. This may or may not be Frank Teschenmacher. But I'm going to follow it with a real one with Frank Teschenmacher, just so you can judge. But I love this record anyway. Got a great Carl Kress guitar solo on it. Lenny Hayton's Blue Four, Anytime, Any Day, Anywhere, from 1928. Thank you.
do da do da 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 do da. Thank you.
Troubled. Am I? Well, I'll tell you later. But that was actually Troubled by Frank Schumbauer and his orchestra. For 1934, that was from the Bunny Berrigan set. You could hear his trumpet soaring, cutting through all the various arrangement contrivances and everything in there. Frank Schumbauer's own sinuous C melody sax, in sharp contrast to Frank Teschenmacher, who was on Oh Baby, the Eddie Condon Quartet, and that was from 1928. And also from 1928, Anytime, Any Day, Anywhere, with the silver-masked saxophonist and clarinetist, which was on Lenny Hayton's Blue Four. But we know that Carl Kress was there because no one could have played a corded solo like that at any time on a guitar. Amazing guitarist. So, and he was in the Giants of Jazz guitarist set, so I feel it's still a fair inclusion. And even though they included that for forensic reasons more than anything, just to flesh out the side six of a five side, after they filled up five sides with everything else they could find by Teschenmacher. Now let's since this is a jazz show, let's get right into the filth. let's wallow, shall we? But Ethel Waters is so classy with it, and I got to play it. James B. Johnson on the piano. That's what you should listen to if you are faint of heart. Just concentrate on the piano playing, because it's well worth it. My Handyman, from 1928.
Positively, absolutely, sure was blind. I found the best that ever was. Here's just some of the things he does. He shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, strokes my fiddle. My man is such a handyman. Threads my needle, creams my wheat, heats my heater, chops my meat. My man is such a handyman. Don't care if you believe or not, he sure is good to have around. Why, when my furnace gets too hot, he's right there to turn my damper down. For everything, he's got a scheme. You ought to see his new starter that he uses on my machine. My man is such a handyman. He flaps my flapjacks, cleans off the table, feeds the horses in my stable. My man, such a handy man. He's God's gift. Sometimes he's up long before dawn, busy trimming the rough edges off my lawn. Oh, you can't get away from it. He's such a handy man. Never has a single thing to say while he's working hard. I wish that you could see the way he handles my front yard. My ice don't get a chance to melt away. He sees that I get that old fresh piece every day. Oh, that man, yo, is such a handy man.
Erskine Tate's Vendome Orchestra, and the fourth that was for the from the Louis Armstrong set. That was he's the obvious volume one of any Giants of Jazz collection, without any doubt. Yes, sir. That was from 26. Before that, Louis was also on this one, but it was from the Sidney Bechet set because he was the more prominent soloist. Some feel from the Speed Adjusted, so they say, Cakewalking Babies from Home from 1925, the Red Onion Jazz Baby, starting with James P. Johnson, his set, Ethel Waters singing My Handyman. My wife and I were laughing about that. Of course, that sounds like our relationship. So I won't go into that any further. Now for a totally different take on things here on Radiola, AWHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. Red Norvo, Knocking on Wood,
Thank you.